Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It is great to be with you on this Thursday. Sarah, great to have you on board.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
And our number is 1-800-795-9565 in the Hilster's General Store hotline, powered by Hilster's General Store, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on Routes 11 and 15. You can always get a nice little preview of what they have there at www.hilsterstore.com. Also, I am at the Chateau. Now, we take the act on the road, obviously, from time to time, but we are safely ensconced today in the Chateau as it's great to be here because we have the Sunbury Motors studio here. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and today's show, and as every Thursday, brought to you by our great friend Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. That's 800-609-9484. This is a time when you need good, solid, rock-solid advice. You need somebody you can trust. I will tell you in no uncertain terms, Rick Weibel embodies trust, intelligence, and trust. You can always go online to REWfinancial.com. That's REWfinancial.com. Tough day for Bucknell and an up and down day for the Penn State wrestling team. Jimmy Lawson lost at heavyweight, so they go 6-4 in the opening session. Nico Megalutis won at 125, but Conway lost at 134. Andrew Alton lost. Brian Pearsall lost. Then they got on a run. They got on a real roll after that. Dylan Alton won. Then, after that, you had David Taylor by fall. There's a shocker. Bonus points. Matt Brown won. 28-second fall for Ed Ruth. Quentin Wright won 7-3, but then Jimmy Lawson lost at heavyweight 4-3. A 6-4 opener for Penn State today with bonus points procured by David Taylor and Ed Ruth. No shock there. No shock there. Now, Bucknell did lose today. Tough one. Opening game right out of the gate. Beaten by Butler today. And we'll get you up to date here on all the scores. They won it. Joe Willman at 20. But in the end, it was Butler winning 68-56. The first half just had no flow to it. I mean, both teams put a vice grip on each other. Defensively, it was a 21-14 game at the break, Butler in front. But then Butler moved out, I think it was to an 11-point advantage, and then a 19-2 run by Bucknell put the Bison in front. And it was ignited by Mike Muscala's 3-point play, and it just seemed to pick up everybody's spirits going because he was only 1-for-9 in the first half. Then Brad Stevens used a timeout, and then Butler, a team with Final Four experience, a team that, by the way, is now 10-2 in their last 12 NCAA tournament games, able to hold off Bucknell in advance 68-56. Michigan State had no trouble today. This final score is a bit deceptive. Most of this game was spent with a 20-point margin. And Michigan State won 65-54. Derek Nix had 23 points and 15 rebounds. Other games. Let's see. Let's get everybody. Let me get this scoreboard a bit more refreshed than this because I think it's a little further advanced than this. Because Davidson had jumped out to a lead on Marquette. Memphis had led at halftime over St. Mary's. Wichita State was leading in the second half over Pitt. And we'll get everybody up to date on the tournament scoreboard here. St. Louis was winning big. St. Louis expected to win big. They looked good. The update is as follows. Wichita State, 52 seconds to go, leads Pitt 69-55. If you recall when I had Tony DeFazio on the show yesterday, Tony was talking a lot about Pitt, Gonzaga. What did I say, Sarah? I said Wichita State is a terrible matchup for Pitt. And guess what? Wichita State is a terrible matchup for Pitt. Wichita State's going to win. They're putting Pitt away now, 71-55. I expected Wichita State to win. I thought they were the misseeded team of the two. St. Louis, no problem. 20-point margin, 95 seconds to go. Lead New Mexico State 62-42. Memphis, they're 13 minutes to go. St. Mary's is right there, guys. A nice 9-4 start to start the second half. Memphis lead is now just a nickel, 36-31. And Marquette has now rallied, and they lead Davidson 22-19. They're at the under 4 in the first half, 3.5 to go. So they have outscored Davidson 20-7 to turn things around. 22-19, Marquette leads it by 3. What is coming up later? Southern and Gonzaga. That'll be in Salt Lake City. San Jose, it'll be Oregon and Oklahoma State. And Auburn Hills, South Dakota State, Nate Walters and company against Trey Burke in Michigan. North Carolina A&T, after winning their first 4 games, gets Louisville. That will be at Rupp this evening, starting at 6:50. I wonder what it's like for the Louisville guys to go in wearing white jerseys in Rupp.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, one of the banners they have up in the building is to Rick Pitino. I wonder if Louisville plays against Kentucky, if they roll the Pitino banner up.
Yeah, I wonder.
But, so he feels comfortable there. I don't know how comfortable Louisville feels there, but Belmont and Arizona play tonight in Salt Lake. UNLV and Cal, that will be in San Jose tonight. That's a rematch, by the way. That UNLV-Cal game really kind of violates a couple of principles of NCAA tournament seeding. They don't like rematches. Cal beat UNLV on the last shot of the game earlier in the year. I think it was back in early December. And Cal, as the 12 seed, gets the home pod. I mean, San Jose is what? How far from Berkeley? 35 miles?
Maybe.
40 miles?
Yeah, maybe that.
40 miles? Because I've done 2 games in Berkeley, and I've done 2 games at the Shark Tank in San Jose, and they're close enough. Missouri, Colorado State. That should be a really good one. That's a 9:20 game tonight at Rupp. That's the last game of the day at Rupp. 2 different styles there. Missouri wants to fly up and down the floor. Colorado State will go half court. Colton Iverson, the former Minnesota center, has really taken off now that he's playing in Fort Collins. Akron, minus their point guard, has Abreu. In combination with Zeke Marshall, this becomes a great 12-5 matchup. No Abreu, no matchup. Havoc will create a living you-know-what for Akron. VCU is the advance in that one. That game is tonight at the Palace of Auburn Hills. Harvard against New Mexico. This is not the best Harvard team, by the way. The Harvard team that I think would have put the fear of anybody in a year ago. It's not the same group this year. New Mexico's really good, Sarah. They're really good. I've watched them a couple times, not just the tournament, but I've watched them a couple times during the regular season. They're very good. Syracuse, which has had an interesting 24 hours, getting a letter of inquiry from the NCAA, will take on Montana in the final game of the day. A lot of people have been saying, Montana, look at them. Hey, you know, a lot of people are on the Montana bandwagon. I'm not. I watched them play last week. I didn't like them. I know they went 19-1 in the Big Sky. I know they're 25-6. But I watched them, you know, on their home court And I was not wowed. I think Syracuse wins that game by 15 to 20 points. Montana is going to have to hit a minimum of 10 threes to win the game. They have to hit a minimum of 10 threes to win that game. Simple as that. I mean, they're going to have to shoot over that 2-3 zone because no inside game to speak of. And you have to have players that are rock solid. That when they, the key to beating the 2-3 zone is what you can do around the foul line area. You can get a lot of production at the foul line area. You have to do two things. You have to move that zone around in such a way where they're sliding and creating an open shot. And then you can also beat them with high post play. High post feed, good feed to wherever, the bump isn't. And 2-3 zone, they talk about bumping. Well, when you bump one side, that means it's open on the other side. Good high post pass, bang. That's what Louisville did. Louisville killed them with high post play. Killed them. Montana doesn't have that. But I'm sure it's refreshing for them to go to California.
It's a nice trip.
You're going to California. Number one, you're leaving Montana. No. So, Montana's beautiful, though. I will say that. It is. They have a big sky country. It is beautiful. It looks like the sky goes forever out there. It is gorgeous in Montana. But again, Butler won today by a dozen. The game a lot closer than that. Bucknell led in the second half with a great charge. And then Michigan State won by 11. Davidson, this is another one. I liked Davidson going into this tournament because it's a veteran team that played last year. Even the Curry team that made the run had not played in the NCAAs the year before, but this team, Davidson, played last year in the tournament. They know what it's like. There's something to being in the routine. When you have to do the one open practice. You're going to go to a high school gym. You're going to have to do the press conference thing either before or after your open practice. You have to deal with the tickets and how do you do that and so forth. Something to being there a second time through that helps you out. If there's a feel for the lay of the land. Now maybe you may not know Rupp Arena, but it's irrelevant. They'll take you. They're now leading Marquette 25-23 with 23 seconds left in the first half. Louis defeated New Mexico State 64-44. Wichita State has defeated Pitt 73-55. Memphis at the under 12 now leads St. Mary's 36-31. So we have two more finals. So it's Wichita State, St. Louis, Butler, and Michigan State all advancing to round three today. And 6-4 for Penn State wrestling at the NCAA championships. Wins today by Nico Megalutis, Dylan Alton, David Taylor, Ed Ruth, Matt Brown, Quentin Wright. Losses today by Andrew Alton, Pearsall, Conway, and Jimmy Lawson. 6-4 opening for the Nittany Lions at the NCAA Wrestling Championships. I don't think it's the opening they wanted. I think one of the Altons, and I think they expected Brian Pearsall to win. But that did not happen. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484 or online at rewfinancial.com. We'll come back with more Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when it comes to new, Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Raucous?
It's always raucous. Every Friday.
Is it Lawrence that becomes raucous, or is it Reichley that's always raucous?
I think Reichley's always a little bit raucous. Maybe on Fridays, Mark picks it up a little.
I'm trying to picture Lawrence raucous.
I know, he's so composed all the time.
I know he is. Well, good man. We're lucky we have him.
Oh, yeah.
Reichley, we can debate. No. tough one for Bucknell today. Mike Muscala. It's one thing Dave Paulson, when we had him on the show on Wednesday, he talked about, he said, look, I've got the best player on the floor, which he does. He had the best player on the floor. But Andrew Smith did a great job on him today with help from others. They were constantly doubling Mike. And Mike did a good job at times of finding people open. But I think the last thing anybody expected was for Mike to have a 4-for-17 day. He went 1-for-9 in the first half, and he went 3-for-8 in the second half. And I don't think it's any coincidence that when Mike Muscala hit the 3-point play at a point where they needed it, they were down 11 at that point. I think they were down 29-18. He had a big 3-point play that then ignited and got Bucknell emotionally back in the game. That's how important Mike is. Bryson Johnson played only 24 minutes today. He did not hit a 3 until about, I think, 2:14 to go in the game. He was in foul trouble. That didn't help. But a great season. Joe Willman was great, by the way. 20 points all the way through. He was fabulous in today's game. Could not have played any better. So Joe Willman played very, very well with his 20 points, 6 rebounds, and a couple of assists. But it is Butler winning by a dozen today. Dozens, I think that's the biggest lead of the game, in fact. 68-56. Free throws finally put it away. Michigan State won by 11 today, but that game was mostly in the 20s, almost all with Valpo. Valpo never in this game. Never. For that was it. Never in the game. Michigan State led by 17 at the break. They got it into the 20s in the second half. That's the neighborhood they spent their time in. They won it by 11, 65 for Derek Nix. Guy's lost 60 pounds since high school. You take him, he moves to his right so well now. 23 points, 15 boards for him today. So they move on. Wichita's on. I was emphatic that this was a bad matchup for Pitt. And all the Pitt people, we're talking to them. They're all like, they're talking about, Gonzaga. Well, I can't wait to get to Gonzaga. I'm thinking to myself, you're not going to beat Wichita State. And I thought I made that point very clear on the show the other day that this wasn't just a bad matchup for Pitt. I thought this was a horrible matchup for Pitt. With the athletes that Wichita State puts on the floor, they did it. 73-5. St. Louis did the expected. They beat New Mexico State. New Mexico State was never in this game. St. Louis won it 64-44. At the half, it is Davidson leading Marquette 25-23. And they're at the under 8. There's 7:07 to go. Memphis maintaining a 9-point lead over St. Mary's, 44-35. Tonight it is Southern against Gonzaga. That's in Salt Lake City. In fact, that's getting in. I think that game actually gets underway 20 minutes from now. And that's at Salt Lake. Oregon plays Oklahoma State at San Jose. And that is going to get underway also in about half an hour. Then the night games. North Carolina A&T, Louisville, that will be in Lexington tonight. That gets things rolling at 6:50. 7:15, it's Michigan against South Dakota State in Auburn Hills. 7:20, Belmont against Arizona. That's in Salt Lake City. UNLV and Cal get going at 7:27 at the Shark Tank. Then the late games tonight in Lexington, scheduled about 9:20, give or take a few, Colorado State, Missouri. 9:45, Akron against VCU. That will be in Auburn Hills. 9:50 tonight, New Mexico, Harvard. That will be in Salt Lake. And then in San Jose tonight, Shark Tank, Syracuse against Montana. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484, or you can go online and get in touch with Rick at rewfinancial.com. Sarah, news next, bottom of the hour on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Okay. Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you back. All right, so Lawrence is going to have a wild and raucous open line tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Does that mean, Sarah, does that mean you and I now need to have a wild and raucous open line here?
I would think so. I mean, if we're going to keep up with OTM.
Well, then let her rip. Say something. Come on. Come on, fire it.
Make it raucous.
Make it raucous. Just say anything I'm wrong. How about if I say something, you say, Steve, you're wrong.
Okay, great.
Pit law.
Okay, no, that's correct. Wichita State won.
Okay, it's a bad example.
Okay, bad example. All right. I agree with you. Right. You know what I really like? If we're going to talk about basketball, I really like this Davidson-Marquette matchup, not just because I picked Davidson for the upset on my bracket. However,
so did I.
I just think it's a really great matchup, and I do think Marquette has something to worry about. I mean, Davidson's only up by a bucket at half. We know that, but you said it.
But it's a veteran team. McKillips has done a great year. Okay, and I'll be frank, Buzz Williams. I'm not really a Tom Crean guy either. I'll be honest with you. Personally, I get along with Tom Crean. But I just like that he does. One of them, example, he makes people like the local media guys. I mean, you know, again, it's the media point of view, whatever. But, you know, people do have jobs they have to do, especially when it's a night game. I mean, you do it. You have deadlines you have to make. There's the 11 o'clock news you're going to make. Whatever. It happens to be in the local market. And he makes people wait. Sometimes 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Now, the NCAA ought to be able to, I mean, they force you to be, you know, you must be at point A at this time, this time, this time, and this time. So they do that to you. So we'll see, but I'm with you. I'm with you completely on that. But Lawrence and Reichle raucous tomorrow. Now Reichle gets raucous,
right? Not just on Fridays.
I think he's a influence on Mark. I think he draws Mark to raucous.
Ah, I see.
To Lawrence, raucous is putting ice with the ginger ale.
That is wild and crazy.
For Lawrence, that is a wild moment. I think I'll have it on the rocks. Really? Okay. And Reichle comes in and stirs the pot. All right. And then we have Kevin.
Oh, Kevin. He'll be back next week.
Look, don't threaten me.
<All right. laughs> Not trying to ruin your weekend or anything.
No, right now, you know, I just was tested. You know, they tested me last Thursday, blood pressure. It was like 200 over 150. You know what it is this week? 110 over 68. No,
coincidence? I think not.
I mean, really, if you want to put two and two together, it was not two. My blood pressure is always low, so to be honest with you. Thank goodness. Let's see, everybody up to date. We'll start with wrestling. 6-4 day for Penn State at the NCAA Wrestling Championships. Nico Megalutis, Dylan Alton, David Taylor by fall, Ed Ruth by a 28-second fall, Matt Brown, Quentin Wright all won. Wright won 7th, Brown won 1, Ruth 28-second fall. Taylor's fall was in the second period. And then Megalutis and Dylan Alton also advanced. Those that now have to fight back in the consolations, Jimmy lost 4-3 at heavyweight. Pearsall and Conway all lost today. So a 6-4 opener. I don't think that's what the two-time defending national champs envision. They bone a lot of. So we'll go tonight. NCAA basketball, tough day. Joe Willman had 20, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, but Butler overcame a second-half surge by Bucknell. Bucknell went on a 19-2 run to take an 11-point deficit and then turn that into a lead. Impressive. But then Butler, a team that's been to the Final Four that is 10-2 in its last dozen NCAA tournament games, showed why. Brad Stevens called a timeout, hit a couple shots, righted the ship, got back in it, finally won it by a dozen, 68-56. Derek, 23 points, 15 rebounds. Michigan State rolled over Valparaiso, 65-54. And I mean rolled. They were up by 17 in halftime, spent most of the second half in the 20s. Then Valpo hit a couple late shots just to cosmetically look better. They lost by 11. Wichita State, Pitt. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, was on our show on, I think it was Tuesday. And I was blunt with him right away. I said, that's a bad matchup for Pitt. It's one of the worst matchups they could get. Well, it turned out that way. They lost by 18. They were down 5 at the break, and in the second half, it was all Wichita State. They just got it done. They won 73-55. St. Louis had no problem today with New Mexico State. 64-54, no surprise. Billikens move on. Memphis now with 3:08 to go lead. St. Mary's 49-40. This is where you wonder about fatigue starting to enter into this thing for St. Mary's just a little bit because they played Tuesday night. And as Sarah mentioned, they're just about set to start the second half. Davidson leads Marquette 25-23.
I think this is a good batch of games. I know a lot of people look forward to this day, the first day in particular. I don't know if there's been any real surprises, but
no.
I think we've had some decent basketball so far.
Oh, I think so too. And now the only one that could fall into that category is if Davidson does beat Marquette, even though you and I both like Davidson a lot.
Right. You got the 14 seed and the 3 seed. So that, you know, that qualifies as an upset.
Right. There will be some clown tonight that will tell you Wichita State upset Pitt. It's an 8-9 game.
Right. You can hardly call that an upset, even if you don't know the team's looking at an 8-9. Right. But with the matchup anyway, I don't know if you could call it
Wichita
that.
Wichita State. Now they'll do this because they're the Shockers. Wichita State shocks Pitt. Okay, good for you, sport. Go back to writing headlines on the front page. All right. And then Southern Gonzaga coming up this half hour. Oregon and Oklahoma State this half hour. Tonight, North Carolina A&T, Louisville, South Dakota State, Michigan, Belmont, Arizona. I like Belmont in that spot, by the way. Cal, UNLV. And part of it, too, is that, you know, Belmont's the third straight year they've been in this thing. switched conferences and still won. It's a good-looking team. It's also a better-balanced team. Shoot the three better than they have in the past. They like to be more oriented. They feel they need a big man out there. But Missouri and Colorado State has plenty of big men. Akron, VCU, Noah Abreu, lots of havoc. Bad news for Akron. Harvard and New Mexico. There are a lot of jokes you could run about that one. We won't use them. Montana and Syracuse. That is the last game of the day. Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. Or you can go online to rewfinancial.com. I mean, these are interesting times. Sarah does the news all the time. She's not exactly delivering great news at every turn. This is a time that you need somebody you can implicitly trust, whose intelligence and feel for the financial world is something you need. He has that. He cares individually about you, Rick Weibel. I am at the Chateau Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, 11 to 15 Hummels Wharf, and the Hilshers General Store hotline open at 1-800-595-9565, powered by Hilshers General Store. You can go to www.hilshersstore.com. They're located 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on Routes 11 and 15. Marquette is now tied up Davidson at 27. Meanwhile, it's 1:42 to go, and Memphis leads by a touchdown over St. Mary's, 49-42. LaSalle was impressive last night. They did what I expected them to do. I expected them to shoot well, come out of the gate. I said Wright's been playing well of late. Durin's really good. But the guy that really stepped up to the transfer, Tyrone Garland, stepped up at 22 last night. And John Giannini, Dr. John, had recruited him to go to LaSalle, said you could be a difference maker. He ended up going to Virginia Tech to play for Seth Greenberg. And then when J.J. took over, James Johnson, my apologies, because he was an assistant here. We always called him J.J. He transferred out. And he ended up at LaSalle. Did not play against Penn State, by the way, because that was before he was eligible to play. Now, John Johnson for Penn State's in the same boat next year. He cannot play for Penn State until the first semester is over with. And that means finals. The day finals is over with, he can play. And I think it's going to be on at about December 22nd, somewhere around there. Well, that was the situation with Tyrone Garland. He had 22 last night. LaSalle moves on. LaSalle's in a dangerous game tomorrow. Now, Sarah and I will be watching Duke play tomorrow. Ryan Kelly, Plumlee, and a guy I am really anxious to see in person, Seth Curry. I'm also anxious to see Doug McDermott tomorrow in person. I have a wooden award ballot. This is going to help me immensely. And also Otto Porter. I mean, this is a region. The Philadelphia region is one of individuals, not just really good teams. You have really good teams there in Philadelphia. But the individuals, Seth Curry, Kelly, Plumlee, Otto Porter, Doug McDermott. Wow. A little star power there, isn't there? I mean, Wells Fargo's got some heavy hitting there.
Oh, so. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Now, what made you a Duke fan?
Well, I am not a Duke fan.
You're not a Duke fan, but your family is.
Yes. So I have my extended family. We have a split because most of us are from North Carolina. Of course, now I live in Baltimore, as we all know, or I am from Baltimore. But so we are split Duke, North Carolina, in my family. And so some of us fall towards the North Carolina side, and some of us fall towards the Duke side. So I'm going
with that. And you are a UNC girl.
I would prefer UNC over Duke, but, I mean, I would root for I'd root for Maryland if I had to.
Well, now they're I'll tell you right now, there's also something else. Yeah, I want to get into that briefly for a moment.
Yeah.
Adam Rittenberg wrote this. We're going to get Adam on the show here. But it looks like the split is pretty well set for the Big Ten with 14. And according to his report, it is Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Penn State, Maryland, Rutgers, and probably the last one they're not sure is Indiana. Which means they would throw Purdue on the other side with Illinois, Northwestern, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska. Now, we know for 18 years the last game of the season for Penn State was Michigan State. Now, they haven't played the last couple of years. And we know, obviously, that Michigan and Ohio State will be the last game there. Now, does this mean they rekindle this Penn State-Michigan State end of the season game? Or do you have it be Penn State-Maryland? And my druthers right now, from a personal point of view, is I'd like to see Penn State-Maryland be that last game.
I agree. I really do. And I think it's a good draw. It's a good draw to bring people out for Penn State and Maryland.
I mean, I think that I'm talking proximity here. It is an easy game. Now, let's talk about people, because this station has the power. Well, look, I picked up this station in Altoona, Williamsport, Harrisburg, Wilkes-Barre. I mean, so we really take up on WKOK, the central part of the state. And this is where the diehard Penn State fans are, all right? Well, for them, it is a, we say to College Park from there would be, what, 2.5 hours?
That sounds maybe about, yeah.
To College Park, 2.5 hours?
Yeah, I'd say 2.5 to 3.
2.5 to 3 hours. Okay. An easy drive for Penn State fans. Likewise, an easy drive to Penn State for Maryland fans. I would like to see the Thanksgiving Day weekend game, the Thanksgiving weekend game be Penn State Maryland. And also, I would like to see the Big Ten go to a model where you close out the basketball season against that same rival. I would like to see Ohio State, Michigan, Purdue, Indiana, Penn State, Maryland, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska be the last basketball game of the regular season as well. In fact, I'd like to see it go a step further. Now Patrick Chambers may say, Steve, shut up, don't say this. But I would like to see Penn State request Maryland to be their ACC game this year and get it going now. Just some thoughts, random thoughts.
I think it's a good thought. I do think that's a good idea to have them both play and it really build the rivalry as well.
Random thoughts.
Random thoughts by Steve.
From a random mind. We'll come back to close it out on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, I'm Rick Weibel from REW Financial. I strive to take an eagle-eye approach to your financial future to help give you the freedom to make powerful decisions. I work with you to help you find the discipline you need to get the results you want. I don't believe in just setting it up and letting things go. I'll always be looking to see how we can make things better. REW Financial is an independent company committed to the highest standards of integrity, ethics, and value throughout your financial journey. See us in Lewisburg and Brook Park Farm. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us online at rewfinancial.com.
It is great to have you with us on this Tournament Thursday. 6-4 start today for the Nittany Lion wrestling team at the NCAA Championships in Des Moines. I don't think that's what they wanted. I think they wanted an 8-2 start at minimum, but they ended up 6-4. They did get Ed Ruth and David Taylor to provide bonus points with falls. Ruth took a mere 28 seconds, so I'm not even sure if there was any sweat. It was just running out in the mat. And David Taylor won by fall in the second period. Quentin Wright won 7-3. Matt Brown won 10-1. Nico Megaluz and Dylan Alton also won. But on the tough side of it, Conway, Brian Pearsall, Andrew Alton, and Jimmy Lawson all on the minus side today at the NCAA Wrestling Championships. Memphis leads St. Mary's 53-49 with 18 seconds to go. Marquette just scored. They lead Davidson 36-34 with 13:40 left. Gonzaga leads 10-8 over Southern. 13:29 to go first half. Oklahoma State, no surprise here, they lead 3-2 over Oregon. About 2.5 minutes into that game. Bucknell, tough way to end the season. Great season. 19-2 run put them in front in the second half, where they overcame an 11-point deficit and went in front. Then fell to Butler, 68-56. Butler advances. St. Louis beat New Mexico State, 64-44. Wichita State pounded Pitt, 73-55. Michigan State beat Valpo, 65-54. But that game was not as close as the score would indicate. And Memphis is about to join them in the winner's circle. They are now tacking on free throws as they lead St. Mary's by a nickel now, 54-49 with 14 seconds left. So we'll keep everybody up to date. Today's show has been brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. Go online to rewfinancial.com. Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. And the Hilscher's General Store Hotline, powered by Hilscher's General Store, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on routes 11 to 15. Go to www.hilscherstore.com. The doggone St. Mary's won't go away. They just hit a three. 5 seconds left in Memphis lead St. Mary's, 54-52. 54-52, Memphis leads St. Mary's with 3 seconds to go now. St. Mary's had to foul.
Memphis will pull this one out, but nail-biter.
Yeah, nail-biter. Good team, though. Memphis, good team. Went 16-0 in Conference USA again this year. Josh Pastor, who was at Arizona, point guard for Lute Olson for years, is the head coach now at Memphis. He replaced John Calipari. 12:22 to go. Marquette leads Davidson 36-34. Gonzaga now with an 11-8 lead over Southern, and Oregon leads Oklahoma State 11-6. Sarah, I shall wave to you and that Duke-loving, Albany-loving crowd of yours tomorrow at Wells Fargo.
Sounds good to me, Steve.
Always a pleasure sharing an afternoon on the air with Sarah Bartlett. Don't forget Reichley and Lawrence. It's raucous tomorrow morning on OTM.